From the beginning, the Yard adopted a posture of deference and modesty in its manner of solving crimes. The official explanations always mentioned lucky breaks of one sort or another, an anonymous informant, a jealous mistress, a surprise encounter, to a degree that was hard to believe. In fact, the Yard employed informers and plainclothesmen, and these agents were the subject of heated debate for the now familiar reason that many in the public feared that an agent might easily provoke a crime and then arrest the participants. Entrapment was a hot political issue of the day, and the Yard was at pains to defend itself. In 1855, the principal figure in the Yard was Richard Mayne, a sensible lawyer who had done much to improve the public attitude towards the Metropolitan Police. Directly under him was Mr. Edward Harenby, and it was Harenby who oversaw the ticklish business of working with undercover agents and informers. Usually Mr. Harenby kept irregular hours. He avoided contact with the press, and from his office could be seen strange figures coming and going, often at night. In the late afternoon of May the 17th, Harenby had a conversation with his assistant, Mr. Jonathan Sharp. Mr. Harenby reconstructed the conversation in his memoirs Days on the Force, published in 1879. The conversation must be taken with some reservations, for in that volume, Harenby was attempting to explain why he did not succeed in thwarting Pierce's robbery plans before they were carried out. Sharp said to him, "The snakesman blew, and we have had a look at our man." "What sort is he?" Harenby said. "He appears a gentleman, probably a cracksman or a swell mobsman. The snakesman says he's from Manchester, but he lives in a fine house in London."
"Does he know where?"
"He says he's been there, but he doesn't know the exact location. Somewhere in Mayfair."
"We can't go knocking on doors in Mayfair," Harenby said.
"Can we assist his powers of memory?"
Sharp sighed.
"Possibly. Bring him in. I'll have a talk with him. Do we know the intended crime?"
Sharp shook his head.
"The snakesman says he doesn't know. He's afraid of being mizzled, you know. He's reluctant to blow all he knows. He says his fellow's planning a flash pull."
Harenby turned irritable.
"That is of remarkably little value to me," he said. "What exactly is the crime? There's our question, and it begs a proper answer. Who is on this gentleman now?"
"Cramer and Benton, sir."
"Well, they're good men. Keep them on his trail, and let's have the nose in my office, and quickly."
"I'll see to it myself, sir," the assistant said.
Harenby later wrote in his memoirs,
"There are times in any professional's life when the elements requisite for the deductive process seem almost within one's grasp, and yet they elude the touch. These are the times of greatest frustrations, and such was the case of the robbery of 1855.